Blog Talk Radio.
Viewpoints of different people, and just to, you know, kind of get a discussion going on that. So we'll see if that happens. I don't know. If it's not, well, this is not as last minute as the other show was, but as soon as I discovered I had internet at the airport, I said, let me go ahead and try. So I'm doing an episode tonight, so let's see how many people call. Over the next couple of weeks, as I said, I do want to have the show regular again. I don't know if I'm going to try to do 3 days a week or just 2 days a week, but definitely at least once a week. The other thing is I want to be able to have some of my talent co-host shows with me. I am going to expand it back to an hour show eventually. I haven't really had time to do a show since August like I used to. Obviously because I moved from Atlanta to Miami, and then I had the calendar, and then I had the event that I planned. So there was just no way for me to do it. But now things have changed a little bit schedule-wise, so I think I'm going to try it. And plus, too, I know there's going to be some methods to where I'm going to have a lot of listeners pretty soon. So I am trying to ramp it up quickly to compensate for that. I'm excited about some things coming up to where, you know, my listenership is going to, like, quadruple, like, very quickly. So I'm trying to get all the kinks out. Like I say, I haven't really done a lot of shows since August. I haven't even written the last two shows. I didn't write this show out. I didn't write the previous show out, which is dangerous, of course, but I got through it pretty good. All right, this is what I'm going to do. Oh, let me check the chat room. I told people that I can't check my text messages really when I do the show, so let me see. Chat as co-host. I do have a chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide is my particular page. And when you go in there to listen to the show, let's see, launch small chat here, launch chat in a new window with moderator control. I better do that one. Hopefully it works. I am going to be monitoring the chat room as well, so check that out if you get a chance. Okay, this is not working. Oh, okay, I see what's going on. Anyway, I got there. This is really funky, and this is why I do a test show. All right, so let's try the other thing. Launch small chat here. And it still makes me connect to the airport. All right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to play a song that I did a year ago. Check it out. It's called Competition. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Hopefully someone's calling in tonight. But if not, I'll talk about my subject by myself. So that way everybody who listens to it after the fact can still email me, send me messages, and talk about it. In the meantime, I'm going to take a break, see if I can figure out the chat room. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 23. I'll be right back. Oh, no. Are you serious? Are you serious?
Are you Miami Beaches, and thank you for visiting Miami International Airport.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. We're just looking for you.
What time is it?
5:00.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poetry styles, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, tricks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLET, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular headset, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Would he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I? Let me prove it. Whoa, let me step back. That's not.
Yeah, whoa, let me step back. I cannot believe that happened. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 23. So basically, when I was trying to mess around with the chat, I don't even know how it happened, but basically the Wi-Fi in the airport, or at least where I was at, completely shut off. The music, I didn't realize it for a second or, well, a minute, that's what it was. And then when I finally realized that's what happened, I had to basically re-log in and everything. So that's why you had all that dead space. And this is why you do test shows. Wow, that was kind of messed up, though. Well, I know not to do an episode at the airport again. Wow. Anyway, I do know the chat room does work. So if you are online listening to my show, jump into the chat room and ask me a question. Anyway, my topic, as I mentioned, even though I didn't have a scheduled topic, I want to know, how do you measure success? What is your definition? What are your standards? Over the past few years, you know, I've seen a lot of people basically come and go and doing various aspects of modeling or acting or music or whatever. And I've had people who, you know, I've helped them actually start record labels. I've helped people start, one with a clothing line. Other people with different businesses, you know, full business plans, the whole nine yards. And, you know, you can only really implement but so much, of course. But, you know, again, where does that success lie? Of course, you got the people who want instant success, and that's never really plausible, if you're realistic, of course. You got the people who get discouraged easily, I should say. You know, they're one and done. You know, if it doesn't happen that one time, they stop. It's hard, though. I know it's hard, and like I said, whatever it might be, like I said, whether it be whatever plateau you set, you know, for yourself. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to, you know, think longevity. You know, how long are you going to be doing this? Are you going to be doing this for another reason? You know, a lot of people get into certain aspects of industry to get to another place. You know, you're not usually going to be doing the one thing that you picked forever. You know, and you have to, you know, look long term and how are you going to segue? And that's where I look at things now. Other people, again, like I said, you know, they like being at the club all the time. They like drinking, smoking, killing, whatever, all the time, and that's it for them. You know, and that's fine for some people, I guess. But I don't know. That's why I want to be able to get some interaction on it, just because, like I said, it's just something interesting that I keep running into. Hold on a second. Here comes the Zamboni. She looks like she's having a ball stripping the floor right there. Anyway, airport show. Just for example, and I'll try not to name names, of course, but there's people who have brokered my time, I'll just say, in the past, and they came all the way from another city to meet me, a long way. And I sit down with them and everything works out. They go back to their city, and I never hear from them again. They won't answer the phone, no emails. At the time, MySpace was big, no response on MySpace, nothing. Okay? But they hit me up. They travel. And before they even came, you know, they laid out what they were trying to do and everything. And I said, okay, well, shoot, you're in the biggest city on the planet. You're in New York. You know, so for me, it's like, okay, well, why aren't you doing these things already? Some of them that, they, you know, they mentioned. And sometimes you have to look at it from that, well, that's how I look at it. You know, at the end of the day, there's something already going on there that's preventing them from doing something. You know, if there's circumstances, you know, everybody has circumstances, and that's life. You know, but some things, if you really want it to happen, circumstances can change. Things can be adjusted. Priorities, you know. Like I said, I have people who I work with, they have kids, they go to school full-time, they work full-time, they have a combination of all three of those things. They have family issues, health issues. You know, if some of y'all knew some of the health issues that some of the talent that I've been working with have been going through over the past 6 months, you know, or even myself or my family. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, whenever I – well, I'm not going to say that to myself, but I sacrifice a lot of my personal health just to keep going every day. You know, I don't sleep. You know, Chu Krista Graziano was by my place the other night, and we were straight going till 3:30 in the morning, just going through monologues, actually looking, listening, you know, seeing how one monologue would be better for her to do than another, and really, like, discussing that. That has to happen sometimes to get to where you want to go, you know, to figure out if that's even what she wants to do at the end of the day. I'm willing to take the time, but is everybody else? You see what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just think that at a certain point, some, you know, and you, this is what I've been using lately, you know, drawing that line in the sand and saying, okay, I'm really going to do this. You know, because one thing I always say, once you put yourself out there, you kind of have to do it. You can't just be telling people that you're going to do this and do that and then don't do it. People have expectations, especially if they're close family members, friends you went to school with and worked with and things of that nature, right? So, and then whoever you're around in the industry that you say, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, they have expectations, but then you're brokering their time, whether it be a hairstylist, a makeup artist, a photographer, a videographer, a casting director, whoever. You can't just do that and then think there's no consequences when you do nothing. You know, and because you put a name out for yourself at that point. And, of course, what I always say is I'm going to do 50%, and somebody else has to do the other 50%. You know, I'm not trying to walk the runway. I'm not trying to put on the bathing suit. you know, oh, please tell me that my show this did not end. Am I on the air still? Wow. All right, if there's dead time, I apologize, but I don't think I'm on the air right now, so I'm going to continue to talk just in case. I'll never do an airport episode ever again, that's for sure, because there's just too many problems to be worth it. But at the end of the day, like I said, I wanted to throw that topic out there. I'm going to do it again and make sure that people get to call in and give me their opinions and whatnot. But I just thought it was something just to talk about. That's if I'm still on the air. I'm thinking that I might be. But right now my PC is pretty much locked up. It's saying that my internet browser is not responding. I don't want to end the episode by doing a reboot because that's exactly what would happen. So I'm going to try to wait for it to cut back in. But in the meantime, what I will do is, again, mention my event on December 9th. Oh, there we go. I think I lost 2 minutes, though. But I'm going to still do it. Okay. There's great talent out there, and they want to be professional. And they're deserving to be treated as professionals. And just because they've gotten started, does not mean that they don't deserve to be treated as professionals. And it definitely doesn't mean that they don't deserve to get paid. If you hit up somebody because they look a certain way or they have particular skills and things of that nature, and you're going to take their time away from them, they deserve to get compensated for that time. And that's just the truth of the matter. And I have a lot of people who have resumes. I have a lot of people who have done things both regionally and nationally that count. And they're very worthy of people's respect. And I will continue to push, you know, forever on that aspect. And on the basis of, I have the resumes. I know what they've done. So my event, IMTM Miami, launched besides the fact that I was doing the reveal of my swimsuit calendar that I finally getting off the ground, was to show who some of those people were. And when you get to see the video and get to see them, you know, talking about themselves a little bit, you're really going to get to see some really talented and cool people. So I'm hoping that that video will, you know, be up and running soon. The calendar is available for pre-sales. Go to www.imtmworldwide.com, click on events, and you'll have a whole link about how you can reserve your copy of the calendar. It's only $20. There's going to be a DVD attached to it. I've released some video from the DVD up till now of three of the models in the calendar, Kavita Shanae, Annalei Perez, and Krista Graziano. The latest models who shot, the Fairfax twins, their video is going to be worked on. All these ladies are professionals. They're very lovely. And I wanted to make sure I had a calendar to convey that and be able to do it professionally, not overtly, that it can be done. Let's see. All right, so this is what I'm going to do. I think I have 6 minutes left. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a little bit of Law and Motion. I'm going to take a little bit of a break because I know this whole show is just gone down the tubes because of the internet system. So I'm going to take a little bit of a break and then close it out. I'll be back. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide, episode 23. I'll be right back.
usually don't do this, come off like this, but I can't.
This is crazy. All right. This is Chris on PM Worldwide Radio, episode 23. The reason I had to go ahead and put the music on then is the lady on the little stripping machine, Zamboni type thing, literally was going around in circles around me. Like, literally, like, she knew I was doing a show, and she did not want me to do my show because you could not hear anything while she was going around in circles. Like, you know, oh, wow. I should have threw something at her. I'm mad. Anyway, I have, let's see, 2 minus 5 is 3 minutes left to finish the show. Note to self, never, ever, ever do another airport show. Oh, wow, here she comes again. Anyway, hopefully y'all enjoyed my impromptu airport version of IMTN Worldwide Radio. As I mentioned, I am looking to get regular again on my shows. Testing everything out to where when I get ready to do our shows, I'll be ready to go again. I do plan to have some guest hosts and special guests in the future, so check that out. Visit my website, www.imtnworldwide.com. Click on Models and Talent. Click on Actresses. Click on What Have They Done So Far. Click on Events. Click on Music. You get to see a whole bunch of different people. Get to look at the links of the different business people that I work with and have done work with in the past, things of that nature, photographers, makeup artists, everybody. I appreciate y'all's time. I am going to take a long break because my flight is hours from now, of course. But be looking out for the next episode, possibly from Virginia. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 23. Talk to y'all later.